there in Sydney.
Yeah, I got nothing. Well, you would believe where I'm at, like, in the hills over Cimarron, New Mexico, and I'm making out amazing sunrise. You might hear some weird sounds every so often. Those are Rocky Mountain elk bugling, which are all around. They're one right now. I don't need to hear it. It has been a marvelous time up here. I hope you've had a great week out there shooting, enjoying beginning of fall. Fall colors around. I'm here in the mix part now. I'm at actually the Philmont Scout Ranch. Coming to you almost live on location. Oh man, it's just gorgeous. So, how's your week there? Hope it's been good. This episode of the Moose Podcast is being recorded once again with Liberty Adoji Beta Podcast. I'm trusting it works. It might sound slightly different because I'm doing it right to the notebook, and then it's going to use a special AI enhanced voice. I wonder if you might hear that ungulate elf, and AI will take care of it, remove it, or do what? Enhance it. Now, you can go into your many places to listen to the podcast, iTunes, for example, Amazon. You can go to the blog post, the podcast that has the page there that you can listen to it, see the photograph for this week, and of course, listen to the transcript. Listen to the transcript. Read the transcript. I'm so just aptly head zoom at 360 watching all the Twitter around. I'm reading to look at my scripts, which I kind of have, so I kind of don't look around, look fritters. It's not working so well, is it? Anyway, keep in mind, always go to Spotify to go and check out, see what's happening because it's Spotify. You will see the transcript there as well and can leave comments. So, hey, good stuff, good stuff. So at the end of the month, technically, October 31st, November 1, 2, I will be in Arlington, Virginia at the Mid-Atlantic Photo Conference. I'm there doing all sorts of things. I have two presentations, keynotes, as well as doing basically a portfolio review and just having a great time hanging out. I would love for you to come by, say hello, introduce yourself. I love meeting you folks out there. That's why I do these things. So hopefully you will get there and join me. There's a whole cadre of really amazing speakers. It's going to be just a marvelous event. Can't wait to share it with all of you. I want to thank my good friends at Bedfords.com who are sponsors of the Moose Podcast. Well, the sponsors of Moose. They keep me going. You know, they got the new Tony Tonic Fred 7282 in my hands. And man, that lens, I'm telling you, I've had it for a week now. It is just spectacular. I am loving every part of it. It's just the it's trip, right? Cactus a roller and went somewhere with it. I'm sorry to distract the remote thing. It's really nice. Set of rainbow jumping down around the pond up and south. Go get Mandor Abinuel. I've never done a podcast recording out in the middle of basically nature. I'm always sitting at a desk, so I apologize for my distraction. But anyway, Bedfords, yeah, they do be fishing gear. They do camera gear. Lots of great camera gear. Great service. They have great prices. They have the Moose discount. And they have PhotoCon coming up in a few weeks. So you can either go to PhotoCon and see all the manufacturers. It's a great presentation. My good friend Dixie Dixon will be there, is the keynote. I mean, it's just a great community that Bedfords has built and nurtured for us to talk about. Well, I truly just think you should go and check it out. So when it comes to books, I've been reading a couple very direct regional historic books about the real, and now I'm reading about the Smoke Yellers and Higgin Canyon. So I don't have an actual book title for you, but there's one that, since I'm kind of geared at the lower end of the Rocky set, minded up, but I want to, it's kind of romantic. It's nonfiction, but kind of is. It's called The Ghost Bears. And it's about grizzly bears in the wild. They haven't kept up
The wolves have been reintroduced to Colorado, and that have kind of stirred up some things here. And the real, and Sky Ghost Bears, yes, no, whoa, he's trying to do the Mac, he's 26 years old, yeah, but it's a really good read, The Ghost Bears. The last weekend, I was in the middle of nowhere, California, even though I'm just 30 minutes west of the Sacramento International Airport. This place is so remote that at night you can see the Milky Way.
Yeah, we bet California.
Yeah, you can look up and see the Milky Way. We were watching cantaloupes. We were amongst some really marvelous true friends, met some new friends, and I was there with this amazing collection of aircraft, 90ET Jennies, all the way up to P-51A with Allison, a P-40C. I mean, it was just a great time. And I shot, believe it or not, Friday and Saturday, just those 2 days. I came back with 23,000 images of Baca shooting. A lot of aircraft, static. And you were talking about from sunrise to sunset, aircraft in the sky. This is not an earthbit. These are just old planes. You make page and walk the nines and tens and DFCs and CBC. And maybe, I mean, the list is on it.
And I'm saying to myself, you know, I
have a podcast for this last week, which you've been quoted. And I'm going through those images and I'm being ready to come to Mexico. I got to tell you, yeah, I got nothing. Most of the time, it's the shooting process is what kind of gets the juice going. And this particular time,
I didn't have any shoot this week. I was doing basic, you could say, human thing. Now,
you can't do.
Somewhere.
Couldn't you put out there? But rather, this is kind of
opening. So, to cut up, kind of like take stop.
If, and, but it, I up for the moment. It's a luxury, okay.
And recording, I'm watching the sun.
What me?
Wordy. And I'm looking up at the pop up on the slopes. Aaron.
I'm not, at this moment, downward crab.
I am just anchored rolling.
And that's probably what happens most of the time when, yeah, I got nothing.
Is that all sudden?
It's like a giant, adaptive code. Now, it tends to put my name idea, but I'm, other than recording the pada,
I am not back to you. I am at my deep base on a nice ground, but yeah, I got nothing.
Oh, they have a short comp. I've got all sort of things going on. You ever have with me between that back pocket, you don't have that key for the and people. I like that. And the other way, like, in my stuff, ideas and notes to act on. Well, and return yourself an email. And it might sound strange, but we were sent email because I can't boss the emails. Then those email, the all topped. But for you and other people. So when I sent myself, you know, I'll take the easy way of it.
That information should do something. Even read that. And then that, yeah, but I spots to boot the other.
Now, I kind of bet it's kind of very egotistical, but I think that I had nothing. I'm actually really quite fortunate. Let me remember not that
we see the movie. Well, my watching Venus slowly take away.
Sun is slowly come. There's no, with no sunlight, except the very top of,
So it's just now starting to crag over.
It's gorgeous. And believe it or not, you could see me eat your base.
Yes, no comment. And I think that proved the point of this podcast. There's times where I'd be on a black
be put in where. Now to think about shutter speeds and apertures and lentes, just take in the good fortune that we have and let that be the impetus for great photography to come, for things to think about, things to perhaps, you know, generate as time goes by. It is, I think, a very fortunate thing to be able to tune out the world as it is, be it my own or the global one, and just, I'm watching some howl elks right now. They're just kind of moving along. The bulls aren't calling at the moment, but I bet my bottom dollar that they are going to be coming up behind him pretty quickly. The eagles going over. And there we at. It's amazing, Lance.
And it's just inspiration. And that's probably the best part of it. Yeah, I got nothing. It's the inspiration.
You mean, oh. There he is. Oh, look at freaking most spot. Me.
It's just a nascent thing comes about when he got in that one. So I want to encourage you. Odyssey, well, that's not me. I'm not telling you to, you know, get your hands and flop it and not to do it. I just want to encourage you sometimes.
Just too long. To take a deep breath, humble
and perhaps not feel guilty that you're not, quote unquote, being created in a
very
demanding ways, forceful ways.
Giving yourself a guilt trip, which is not, is just take that deep breath. And rope, you got nothing.
New folks have a martyr to be. Thanks for dropping. Bad question. Reach out. I'm here to help you. And remember to make every clip your story.